It's Ask a Pharmacist with Pam Kennedy from Bridgewater Guardian Pharmacy. Hey, Pam.
Hey, Ben. Great to be back. Thanks.
So a few more questions submitted. Here's one. Somebody says, I've been reading the news about measles cases still increasing, and I'm concerned. There are signs of it improving. And of course, this was in the news over the last few days. How do we answer this, Pam?
No, you're right. It has been in the news cycle for a little bit, and certainly over the weekend and earlier this week gained some traction. And that's because Canada just lost what we call our measles elimination status. And that means that we failed to curb this outbreak of the virus for 12 consecutive months. So before that point, Canada had actually been declared measles free for three decades. So it's certainly a disappointment. This outbreak in Canada began last October. It is occurring mostly in Alberta and Ontario, but there have been cases in other provinces as well. But essentially, it's being attributed to fewer people getting their vaccine against measles, so that MMR vaccine. So essentially, just to put it in perspective, to stop the spread of measles, what we want is a 95% of the population to be immunized. And there are many regions falling well below that level. And so that's what's contributing to this. So without sounding though too glum, going back to the question, this setback is certainly reversible if we can get those vaccination rates up. So as I mentioned, we do have the MMR vaccines. So that's the measles, mumps, and rubella. And it is certainly the most effective way to fight off this virus. So meaning, these jabs are actually 97% effective at protecting and immunizing against measles, mumps, and rubella. So if you are uncertain if you or your child are up to date on that MMR vaccine, you can certainly check your Health NS app or can request that information from Public Health. Our clinic, of course, here at the pharmacy is always happy to help if you can't find that information on your own. And the MMR vaccine is available from your doctor, your nurse practitioner, Public Health, and of course also at our primary care clinic at the pharmacy. So it is routinely given to children at 12 and again at 18 months of age, but your child may be eligible for an earlier dose than that 12-month period if you're traveling. And some adults may also require a booster as well, depending on the year you're born and also travel plans. So when in doubt, obviously feel free to give our clinic a call to see if you might require that extra dose.
Right. Good info. Now, speaking of immunization, can you explain how the flu shot works? Somebody asks, why does it change every year?
Yeah, that's a really good question. Obviously timely this time of the year. So the flu vaccine, like other vaccines, work by essentially showing our bodies a harmless version of the flu virus. So what that does is allows your immune system to then build a defense. So vaccines contain either dead or weakened viruses that don't cause the flu, but are just enough to trigger that immune response. So what that means is that it triggers your body to create those antibodies. And these antibodies remember that virus. So if as we progress through flu season, you're later exposed to the actual flu virus, these antibodies are going to be ready to fight it off. And so that means that you're going to be less likely to get sick from the flu. Or if you still do get the flu, you may have less severe symptoms. So the strain of the flu virus and why it changes every year. So it's because the strain of that flu virus that's circulating every year can change. So that's why the vaccine can change every year. So we want to make sure that we're giving a vaccine that's going to, be most likely to contain the strain that we anticipate is going to be circulating through our flu season. So, experts in Canada that develop the vaccines look to our neighbors in the Southern Hemisphere to help guide the development of our flu vaccines here, because they, of course, have a flu season ahead of us. And so we use that to guide the vaccine development and also predict what kind of a flu season we are in for. Some may have read the news over, earlier this week. I keep calling it the weekend because of it being a Remembrance Day, but but may have read the news earlier this week, where experts are actually currently suggesting that we could be in for a worse than usual flu season here in Canada based on what Australia saw with flu rates there this year. So important thing is get those flu shots, wash your hands, and stay home if you're sick.
Right. And that's the same with COVID vaccines too.
Absolutely.
What's the best way to treat a lingering cough after a cold or flu? Another question kind of about in that wheelhouse of cold and flu season.
Of course, certainly timely questions this time of year. But yes, you're right. A lingering cough can certainly be one of the most aggravating symptoms that we see associated with colds and flus. It is common to have a cough that can persist for up to 3 weeks. And I know that seems like a long time, but you know, that would be something that we would see, call like an acute cough or something more normally associated with that cold or flu. And most of the time, you know, if it's lasting for up to that 3 week period, we would call that self-limiting, meaning that it will typically resolve on its own. Now, in that case, there are some over-the-counter options like cough suppressants called dextromethorphan. That's the most common one we see in those over-the-counter products. There are also expectorants like guaifenesin that might help a little bit. A cough suppressant might be helpful for you if you do have a dry cough, because we really don't want to suppress a wet or a productive cough. If you find you have that congested or wet cough, you might find that expectorant helpful, but the evidence is really weak. You know, even drinking lots of water can help reduce the thickness of that mucus to help ease those symptoms a little for you. But really, you know, there are a few things that you want to keep in mind if you do find that you've got that lingering cough after a cold or flu. And you know, keep in mind, these are times where you'd want to see your doctor or nurse practitioner for further investigation. So if that cough does persist beyond that 3 week period, they may choose at that point to order further tests just to help rule out pneumonia or other causes of that cough. Keeping in mind that, you know, post-infectious coughs can last for up to 8 weeks, but you'd still want that investigation after that 3 week period. If you're having any difficulty breathing at any point, chest pain, obviously, if you're coughing up bloody or colored mucus, or you have that fever that's persisting more than a few days, you'd want to follow up with your doctor or, you know, definitely obtain some more medical attention. And then other reasons that you'd want to, you know, be taking your child for further investigation is if the baby is under 3 months of age or under 6 months of age with a fever. So certainly that list isn't all inclusive, but some times where you want to make sure that you're having that persistent cough looked at a little more closely. But if you do find yourself with that lingering cough or persistent cough, you can always check in with your pharmacy team. They can go over those over-the-counter options and even can prescribe prescription options to offer in the case of a lingering COVID-19 infection coughs, which is new on what pharmacists are able to do as well over the last couple of years. But, you know, your pharmacist can ensure that they're suggesting a product that is safe for you to take with your other medications and with your other medical conditions. And also, more importantly, also let you know when we think it's time for you to, you know, to follow up for further assessment with a doctor or nurse practitioner if needed.
Right. Okay. More great, important questions. Thanks so much for answering them. Pam Kennedy from Bridgewater Guardian Pharmacy. This has been Ask a Pharmacist. Thanks, Pam.
Thanks, Pam.